The construction crews are putting on the finishing touches. The Franklin Institute's chief bioscientist, Jayatri Das, is showing us around the sprawling new exhibit. It's called Your Brain.
It's not the brain. It's not a human brain. It's your brain. And in this exhibit, you'll be learning about how your brain creates the world around you.
It's meta like that. The project has been in the works for 7 years.
This exhibit has been inside the heads of the exhibit team for so long that we're really excited for it to be a physical reality and really watch people use it.
The first thing they'll use is a giant movie screen. Das says it's one of 80 interactive installations meant to get you thinking about how you're thinking. Sensors pick up your silhouette as you move and project it on the screen, along with an image of a brain and a network of nerves, roughly where they are in real life.
And that way, you immediately get a sense of the fact that, okay, I've got this brain in my head, it's connected to the nerves all through my body. Let's go figure out what this does for me.
The move from the digital to the tangible is quick. To your left, a real brain sits behind glass, smaller than you might think, because Das says your brain shrinks as you age. There are artistic representations of brains, visualizations of MRI scans of a brain at rest, a big globe of flashing reds and blues.
And we wanted to show this because there's this common misconception out there that we only use 10% of your brain, when in fact you use 100% of your brain every day.
You move through this room and into the heart of the brain exhibit, a trippy representation of a mind itself.
So now we're going to move into an area of the exhibit where we darken the space. You're walking through brain folds to make it feel like you're really about to dive deep into the brain.
There's a two-story tall climbing structure in this room. Its netted tunnels weave upward through flashes of colored light and pops of sound, some of which are from recordings of actual neurons.
As you walk through the space, there are sound effects that you trigger with your actions, and this whole space represents the activity that's always happening in your brain as signals are traveling back and forth and from one part to the other to underlie everything that you do.
When there's a lot of people in here, it must get pretty crazy.
It's awesome. I think it's the best representation of brain activity we could get is 50 kids running in and climbing through the space.
The study of the brain is having an extended moment. From PTSD in U.S. soldiers to the impact of concussions in the NFL all the way down to youth sports. Das hopes the new exhibit at the Franklin can inform that bigger dialogue.
We hope that our exhibit is really a launching point for those kinds of conversations right here in Philadelphia, because as people learn about the basic science in our exhibit, that allows us to build on that knowledge and talk about some of these bigger issues surrounding brain health.
That's not to say the exhibit isn't also meant to be fun. An entire stretch of the space is packed with optical illusions. The classics, two faces or a vase, sure, but also elaborately constructed rooms that thoroughly tilt your perspective. Optical illusions are fun, but they're also scientifically useful because they show how your brain prioritizes information.
And the moral of the story that your eyes always win.
But this is radio. So here, have an audio illusion.
So what you'll hear is a sentence, a spoken sentence, that's been transformed by a computer to sound like gibberish. So, any idea what they said?
No.
Okay. You can hear it one more time. Okay, now we'll hear the real sentence.
The Constitution Center is at the next stop.
Does it make sense that time?
Yeah, wait, was that the same?
It was the exact same sentence that you heard the first time.
No way.
It's the exact same sentence. Your brain is always using prior information to make sense of new information coming in. So once you know what the sentence is, when you go back and hear the distorted version, you can apply that information and it makes sense.
Do you have like a favorite brain factoid? You know a lot of stuff about brains. You spend a lot of time thinking about them. Do you have a favorite piece of information that you like to share about the brain?
Your brain is always changing. It's never the same from 1 minute to the next. By the time we've finished walking through this exhibit, your brain will be different from when you walked in.
There are interactives on language acquisition and how chemical signals link neurons, even an ethics section. Would you erase some of your memories if you could? But all in all, Das says she wants adults and kids alike to leave the new exhibit with a sense of how to nurture your brain and optimism about today's exciting new frontiers in brain research. For The Pulse, I'm Zach Seward.